It does not take much faith to believe God when you have 32,000 men at your side. But when you only have 300 and you're going up against your enemy who's as numerous as the locust, what are you going to do? Gideon now has to trust God. He now has to depend upon Him. This is uncomfortable for the flesh, but spiritually, it is the best place that Gideon could be.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth and Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
And in the book of Judges, in chapter 6, verse 12, it says, "And the angel of the Lord appeared to him," that's to Gideon, "and said to him, 'The Lord is with you, you mighty man of valor.'" Mighty man of valor? Gideon hiding in the caves and dens because of the enemy? That's right. You know, God can see what others cannot see. And God can place His Spirit upon a man by the name of Gideon and use him for His glory and purpose to help deliver God's people out from oppression from their enemies. You know, my friend, don't limit what God can do in your life. God can use you, place His Spirit upon you, call you for His purpose. In fact, He has called us. He has called us to live for Him, to serve Him, to glorify Him. May you be willing and may you yield your heart to God, that whatever God wants, whatever He desires, that you would be willing to do. That's right. He would call Gideon a mighty man of valor. And before it was over, that's what Gideon became. But I noticed that God worked with Gideon, and God would reveal to Gideon step by step His plan. Gideon would have a revelation of God as his peace. He would need the peace of God to get him through his ministry. He would need God's presence and reassurance. The Lord knew what Gideon would need to carry out the task and commission that God had given him. God would reveal His power to Gideon with the fleece. My friend, God has the power to put dew on the fleece or on the ground. Gideon would experience God's power personally and firsthand in his life. But we too must experience God in our lives. Paul wanted to know God and the power of His resurrection. Paul wanted to experience more of Christ in his life. You see, God would trim Gideon's army from 32,000 men to just 300. You know, faith is easy when it looks possible. It doesn't take much faith to believe God when you have 32,000 men at your side, but when you only have 300 and you're going up against your enemy who's as numerous as the locust, what are you going to do? See, Gideon now has to trust God. He now has to depend upon Him. Now, this is uncomfortable for the flesh, but it's the best place spiritually that Gideon can be. There's no better place to be than total dependence upon God. Each man would take an empty pitcher in his hand, along with a trumpet in the other hand. And they would set a torch in each pitcher and surround the enemy. And at the appointed time, they'd blow the trumpet, break the pitchers, and the light from the torches would shine brightly throughout. The trumpet signifies the proclamation of the gospel message. It's not just any sound that we need to proclaim, but it's a certain sound. It's the sound of truth. The true gospel message delivers. We hear many sounds today, but we lack the sound of truth. May we proclaim only that which Jesus would approve. The empty pitchers signify those who are empty before God. My friend, you cannot fill a pitcher that's already full of self-ego, self-pride, self-centeredness. We must be empty before God. If we're empty of self, then God can fill us with Himself. We need to be pitchers that are full of His love and grace. Desire to be full of His Spirit and presence. Paul said, "Be filled with the Spirit." Notice that the light from the torches weren't seen until after the pitchers were broken. It's when we're broken before God that His light shines through us in the capacity that He desires. Gideon and his 300 men had to be broken before the Lord. They had to be totally rid of self and completely reliant upon God. Then and only then did God give them complete victory over their enemies. Perhaps you see areas in your life that are not broken. Give yourself totally to God today.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthinfact.org.